You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You know, I'm thinking about this week, before we look at this text just briefly, I'm thinking about missions conference Sunday, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, all that God's going to do. And I know most of our college men are at work tonight. There's a few men here. There's many high school boys here. And I wish that many of you boys would say yes to God.
Amen.
I don't know how important it is for girls to say that. I think it might be. But I think you need to say, yes, I'll marry a man of God. I'll be his helpmate. I'll stand by his side. Man, why would you not want to go into the ministry? Why would you not want to go to the Philippines where you just saw the video, 100-piece orchestra playing and 100 voice choirs singing behind Brother Martinez? Why would you not want to go there? Yes, there's beautiful hotels in Manila especially, beautiful Western-style hotels and beautiful malls and all that. And even in Iloilo now, there's 3 or 4 beautiful hotels. But all around that area is poverty. $4 a day, they work all day long. Builders work for 12 hours a day for $10 a day. They're working just to provide enough rice. You won't find heavy people in Iloilo. They're digging out enough just for a bowl of rice or a couple of bowls of rice a day. Why would you not want to go? Our dear friend Rick Martin, who's just a few years younger than me, went 48 years ago, coming up with 49. That mammoth church, only 2 cars, the church owns them both. He doesn't own a car. He's never had a car for 49 years. Walks out his front door, gets on a jeepney. He doesn't have a beautiful house. Open sewage out their bedroom window every day from the hill above them that comes down, it smells. But he loves the Filipinos. Amen. And he's given his life for it. He weighs 105 pounds now. Yeah. Yeah. He's as thin as can be. He's had malaria 6 times. He's weak. He's sick. But he works around the clock serving those people. He loves his people. He wants to die in the Philippines. Why would you say yes to that? Why would you say yes, Brother Ortiz, to all these Latin American countries? Yeah. That are hungry right now. The Philippines and Hispanics are open to the gospel like no, not in America. And America's open right now. You're seeing it every week. Brother Swanson's keeping track of all of our visitors. They're pouring in here every Sunday, and that's true. They just pour in this church. We can't keep up with them. Thank God for all the visitors coming. But that is rare in America. We have churches tonight that are watching our service because they don't have a pastor. And they gather together in their auditoriums across America to watch this service. That we have churches that have been 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and even longer without a pastor. They're looking. I told the college students this morning, they're not asking anymore for youth pastors. They're not asking for coaches. Most Christian churches don't have schools anymore. They're not asking for even music directors. They're asking for pastors. I got a file that thick of churches that need pastors. Why don't you say, Lord, here am I. Send me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be. Here in the book of Acts chapter 16, and we know this story. The Bible says now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, verse number 6, chapter 16, and they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel, the word in Asia. They went to Mysia and assuaged to Bithynia. The Spirit suffered them not. They passed through Mysia and came down to Troas. Had a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Don't you hear that cry tonight? Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. The address is come. Come to Iloilo. I watched last week as they came by canoes all over those 1,200 islands. And they came by canoes to the meeting. They came by boats, and they put their cars on the boats and traveled for 8 hours and longer. They walked 8 and 10 miles all over that region to walk in, and then they stayed and slept on the pews for those days. They had nothing, but they came to hear the word of God, and they came to hear the preaching of the gospel. We had folks saved in a pastor's conference meeting. I want you to know, don't you hear the call? Come, come. We sang, I'll go where you want me to go. Why don't you just go? Now, I know all of us cannot go, but we can send our money.
Amen.
I won't say the country is undisclosed country, Muslim country. I mentioned on Sunday how the pastor went there after 30 years being an assistant pastor. Last 10 years he's been in this third world Muslim country. It's against the law to pass a tract. He's not passed a tract in 10 years. But his church, an underground church, runs 350 people every single week. Takes him 2 hours to get in, 2 hours to get out, because you have to walk in one at a time or two at a time and scatter it out. They get down there in the basement of that building. They start to sing. They give $7,500 in American money every week to missions. $7,500 a week to worldwide missions. Brother Martin's ministry is throwing missionaries out just by the scores. By the scores. He started 1,500 churches, 16 Bible colleges, and now they've got these missionaries just going. They go into all the Muslim-speaking countries, and they're preaching the gospel everywhere in Muslim-speaking countries. They're going underground churches. They're going to Latin America and going everywhere and starting churches. Listen, why don't we give our money? Why don't we give our prayers? Why don't we give our best, our children, and say, go serve God? My wife would tell me all the time early when our kids were young, I'd rather have my kids halfway around the globe in the will of God, serving God. They're living right next door away from God.
Amen.
Parents, you ought to say, Lord, take my child.
Amen.
Do with my child as you'd have them, your will for my child's life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I'll go. Come. That's the address. I find, secondly, in this text, I find the abode, and it's Macedonia. Come over to Macedonia. If you look it up, you don't have to look it up. I looked it up on my map. It's in all that region. All that greater region. And they're crying out, come to help us. Come over here to Macedonia. Who will go to America? Who's going to go to the teenagers in our country? Who's going to go to these kids that are getting messed up on fentanyl? Who's going to go to these kids that are being indoctrinated in our public schools in Santa Clara right now? 1 month is dedicated elementary school to homosexuality. 1 month. They threw the flag. They're flying the flag right now. 1 whole month, those kids are going to be indoctrinated that homosexuality is okay. The next month is transgender month. They're flying the flag for an entire month. The next month is LGBTQ, whatever the numbers are, the letters are. That's 3 months of that garbage. We have got to plant the gospel in these public schools. We've got to plant the gospel in a bus route. We've got to plant the bus routes in this pulpit. The place that God is crying for us is Santa Clara. And then I see, thirdly, and we're done here, I see the aid. Help us. Help us. I think of that song. I think I have it back here. I left it back here, Brother Flood. Little children begging for just a piece of bread. You know that song. And thank God for little children. They're crying out. You know, I look at these bus teenagers. They Sunday night, the bus evening bus routes just fill these areas of the balcony with teenagers.
Amen.
It's just amazing to see. But I doubt if there's a dad in any of those homes. I'm almost positive they never have nightly prayer. I'm almost positive they do not have a nightly meal. If we don't reach the children, the teenagers of the Silicon Valley, who's going to do it? How many buses do you see out in an area of 2 million people? How many buses from other churches are you seeing out knocking on doors and visiting people and picking up teenagers and boys and girls to come to the house of God? Help us!
Yeah.
I don't think these kids are bad. They wave at me. They're so sweet to me. They're so kind. They talk to me out in the lobby. They're good kids.
Amen.
Have no idea what a good home's about. Have no idea what a good family's about. Have no idea about all this. 85% of all people, all men incarcerated in prisons tonight are from fatherless homes. Don't you care about that? Thank God Jerry Whitlow's out of our church and be with us next week. And he's going to all these prisons and holding revivals. Thank God for all that's being done through the radio ministry and the live stream ministry. And the hundreds of thousands of people that are watching this service. I want you to know that God wants to do something through your life and through my life. God wants us to rescue the perishing. And that's what the Lord's table is about tonight.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.